Welcome to the Voice Over Work podcast. This podcast is brought to you by Newton Media Group, a family of creative services. On the podcast today, we introduce another new book that is now available on audible.com. How to Listen with Intention, The Foundations of True Connection, Communication, and Relationships. How to Be More Likable and Charismatic, Book 7, written by Patrick King, narrated by Russell Newton. Picture someone visiting a new therapist or counselor and the dialogue they have in their first session. The client is quite naturally feeling a little nervous and exposed and is trying to find their feet. This is the first time they've done anything like this and they're not quite sure about how it all works. Are they going to lie down on a couch and be asked about their attraction to their mother or father? Will they uncover something traumatic from their past that they've blocked out? They come into the room and the therapist invites them to sit. The client sits, and eventually the therapist invites them to talk, saying, "So, what brought you here today?" "Well, it's hard to say, actually," says the client, who starts describing how they want to use therapy as a place to learn to be better and not necessarily to fix anything that's wrong. "So, it seems like you're not quite sure about what you want here," says the therapist. The client starts to wonder if they're wasting this professional's time. "No, not exactly. It's just, I'm sorry. I don't know how this goes. I suppose you see a lot of people every day with real problems." "You don't think that your problems are real then?" "That's not what I meant. It's not that I have problems. It's more like, I just want to be the best version of myself, you know?" "It's okay. There's nothing to be ashamed about. Seeking help for your problems doesn't mean you're weak, you know." The rest of the session carries on, but the client has already decided in the first 2 minutes never to return to therapy again. Why? For those who are skilled listeners, the reason is probably obvious. The therapist did a really bad job of listening. Did you catch it? Let's review. Firstly, the therapist tells the client what they feel without checking whether their interpretation is correct or even wanted. It's a series of statements and assumptions rather than acceptance. The therapist had their own version of events and conclusions, likely before the patient even sat down. How frustrating! Rather than figuring out what exactly the client is experiencing, the therapist has some preconceived mold they're forcing onto the conversation, completely ignoring what the client actually wants from them. Sadly, this state of miscommunication and poor listening is more common than it first seems, and many people, perhaps like our therapist, will never even know the extent to which their listening techniques are just not working for them and those they're speaking with. This is a book about a skill that may be simple, but is certainly not easy. Listening is at the heart of proper communication, which itself is at the heart of every meaningful connection you can have with another human being. In other words, learning to listen matters. If even trained therapists, whose true focus should be to listen and absorb and then provide feedback, can't always hit the mark, then what chance do we stand? Well, as always, learning and gaining the necessary skills is the first step. And that's what this book provides. Not being a deep listener doesn't mean you're a bad person. Gaining self-awareness and understanding the meta conversation are skills like any other, meaning they can be learnt and improved upon, whoever you are. In fact, lacking these skills mean you're quite normal, as the instinct we are all born with is to be somewhat self-centered, and yet some of us are naturally good listeners, but most people need a little deliberate effort to get there. Some of us are only good at listening and are terrible at telling stories to others or even expressing emotions. However, unlike the way some of us are born, taller, shorter, or with black or brown hair, listening is a quality that you have complete control over, starting now. Being a good listener is not some grand charitable gesture or a thing you do purely for the sake of other people. When we actually engage with attention and thoughtfulness with another person's world, everyone benefits, and we only enrich our own perspective. It's the quintessential win-win, even more than you might imagine. At least, that's the first important mindset shift you must make to be a better listener.
More information regarding today's book and the author can be found at audible.com or amazon.com. Show notes and further information can be found at russelericnewton.com. With an eclectic collection of insights, knowledge, and trivia from some of the newest audiobooks on the market, this has been the Voice Over Work podcast, brought to you by Newton Media Group, a family of creative services.